Okay, how are we doing out there? Nearly finished. wanted to show you a couple of things in our second little thought. So God makes us like him. And of course, I want you to think about your family then. Lots of us have families. You're all different, but we all have things like the same surname, don't we? All the people in my house are Jacksons. We've got Parks and McCanns and Davisons, all that sort of thing. What's that pattern? You're still a McBride, aren't you? Yeah. Vigorously shaking your head down there. Goodness me, goodness me. Maybe, though, there's something about you, something the way you look. Maybe it's your nose or your hairline or your ears or your coloring. Maybe that's something that reminds you of someone else in your family. Maybe if you take a quick look at mom or dad this morning and think, who am I like? Okay, and don't worry about that. You've got lots of growing to do, okay? Here's a really old picture of my dad with his mom and his dad. There they are. I think that's been taken on the Isle of Man. So this is my grandfather, William, and that's Mary. And then this is my dad. Now, we find these pictures and we looked at my dad when he was a little boy, and do you know who he looks like when he was a little boy? That is the double of me as a child. And then you looked a bit longer, and we thought about my nephews. We've got Rory and Harry, and that could be Rory sitting there on the Isle of Man. Isn't that strange? And if you looked a little bit more carefully, especially this little cheeky smile here, see this one here? That's Abby. That's Abby Jackson. That's our Abby. Very, very like her. Yeah. So there's something about how we look that is carried through from our families, isn't it? Andrew and Emma had a wee baby not too long ago, little Georgia. You get this all the time, don't you? Who's she like? Who's she like? Yeah. That is a case, Andrew, that someday she's like you, you know. But it carries through. We can tell who belongs just from the way they look, maybe the way they laugh, maybe their mannerisms. It can be all kinds of things. But we're also part of God's family. Remember, God makes us like him, and that means that our family likeness is to be like God. We don't just hear that in the Old Testament, in Genesis. We hear it in the New Testament as well. Can we bring the other reading up, Ian? Is that okay? So Paul says this in the New Testament. He says, from one man, God made all nations, that the earth should inhabit the whole earth. He marked out appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, or as some of the poets have said, we are his offspring. We are his offspring. That usually means our children. You guys are offspring, but it literally means that you spring off your parents, like the branch of a tree. It springs off, but it's still connected. It's part of who God is. We are part of God. Why is that? Well, it's this. Why would God make us his family? So that people would look for him and perhaps reach out to him and find him, that they see him in us. That's the essence of being like God. Big idea, but really important that we get that idea.